I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. State lawmakers are advancing a measure offering tax breaks for urban farming land. The Illinois House voted overwhelmingly in favor of the proposal brought by Sonia Harper, a Chicago Democrat. She says the goal is to give people in low-income communities an incentive to grow their own food and create jobs.
One of the biggest reasons why we use urban agriculture is to put our vacant land back to productive use, especially in communities that are food insecure or food deserts. In those same communities, we have tracts and tracts and even acres and acres of vacant land that's just sitting there.
The legislation would give local governments the power to hand out incentives, including tax credits and lower utility rates. But some Republicans say less tax money coming from those properties could result in higher taxes for everyone else. In other news, the General Assembly is considering a proposal to expand birth control access. Daisy Contreras has more.
The measure would allow pharmacists to dispense hormonal birth control after undergoing training. Advocates say this will remove the extra step of making doctor appointments just to refill a prescription. State Representative Letisa Wallace, a Rockford Democrat, says women use contraceptives for more than just family planning, like for medical issues that are easy to address without a doctor's order.
Some women have debilitating menstrual cramps where, for a young woman, that means missing class time or work time because of the pain associated with her period.
Some lawmakers are opposed to the idea. They say this puts at risk the health of patients. But those in favor say pharmacists can already give out other medications, like vaccines, without a doctor's oversight. I'm Daisy Contreras.
A Champaign area bus company reached an agreement with the state attorney general's office on a temporary restraining order following an effort to shut down the company. Suburban Express owner Dennis Teppin says the settlement means the company will adhere to certain guidelines for 28 days. During that time, the company will try to resolve concerns expressed by the attorney general's office. Attorney General Lisa Madigan is suing Suburban Express Incorporated over alleged discrimination and harassment of customers. Madigan says Teppin bans and publicly shames or embarrasses customers. She says he published websites attacking individual customers, along with publishing credit card and bank account numbers. Teppin says he takes the lawsuit seriously and intends to mount a vigorous defense. And Illinois libraries will receive more than $15 million in grants from State Librarian and Secretary of State Jesse White. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Carbondale police say they don't suspect two shootings over the weekend are related. The incidents sent two victims to St. Louis area hospitals and happened just hours apart. But investigators say there's no evidence that the two are connected. The first shooting happened around 9:30 Friday night in the 400 block of East Chestnut Street. Police say they met with the victim there, who had possibly life-threatening injuries. The second shooting happened just after midnight on Friday night, also on East Chestnut, this time near North Robert A. Stalls Avenue. There, investigators say they were also able to meet with the victim, who was facing life-threatening injuries. There's no suspect information in either of these cases. Anyone with information is asked to call Carbondale Police. A new website has launched allowing Missourians to use it to find out about health issues in their particular area. It narrows those areas down to specific communities across the state. ExploreMoHealth.org is a joint effort of the Missouri Hospital Association and the University of Missouri Extension Center. It allows people to track health issues by zip code and even closer. Matt Reedhead is with the Missouri Hospital Association. He says prior to the launch, it was difficult for the state to know which towns or neighborhoods were struggling with certain health problems. He says the state is interested in looking further at the economic, social, and environmental factors that contribute to some health issues. I'm Jennifer Fuller.